I love seeing a good indie book go traditionally published, but there are still so many good indie books out there that have not been picked up yet that are fantastic, and we should be reading them and encouraging these authors because they're fantastic. So let's get into it. Y'all know this is going to be the first on this list, and it is A Flames and Fallacies by Courtney Wims. This is the Artirian series. If you love dragons, this is for you specifically. Dragons are outlawed in this world, and so are their writers. The crazy part is she finds a dragon egg in her father's plot in his grave in her front yard. So then she's forced with the fact that she does not want this dragon to be unalived, but she has to get it somewhere safe to the Dragonlance, and she doesn't know where that is. So she goes and finds her ex-fiance, and he is now running this war camp, and now she has to live there with him under the guise that she's his sister. And then she gets in an entanglement with another man while she's there, who is Damon Salvatore coded. So she's in this triangle of love, and she does not know who to pick. This book is fantastic. The series is better as it goes on. The second book was even better. This is going to be a trilogy, and this world is just so thick. Next, we have The Witch's Pet by Carrie D. Andrews. I really enjoyed this book. So she's a human. Her sister is supposed to marry this witch, but she has a lot of things going on, this main female character. And so she just decides, my sister is like pure and she should live out a full life, so I'm going in her place. So she goes in place of her sister. And one thing about these humans is they've lived behind a wall their whole lives. The only knowledge they have on witches is that they're evil and like demons. Okay, and now she has to go marry the witches in order to kind of salvage a treaty. And the witch that she marries does not want to be married to her either. So they hate each other when they first get together. And then she has to go live with him in the area where all the witches live. And everyone thinks she's just going to be unalived immediately. So fun. This is definitely a little bit more romance forward. This is dual point of view, and I really liked the gothic setting of this story. He lives in like this dilapidated castle, and it's like very like gray tones in my head when I was reading it. I had the best time. My favorite indie book of all time is definitely A Blood and Aether by Harper Hawthorne. She and him are living on this city state run by gods. He is a commander of the guard there, and she's attending an academy to learn her magic, and they run into each other. He becomes obsessed literally immediately, and so he orchestrates this meeting between them, but they have this chemistry that is just undeniable that they've never felt with anyone else before. The issue is, though, they have two huge secrets that are world-ending, so they can't get close to each other, and they can't tell each other these secrets, so they just end up keeping each other at arm's length and try to just be friends. But how long can they fight the tension? That is the age-old question. And finally, we have White Horse Black Knights by Evie Marceau. If you have not read the God-Kissed Bride series, what are you doing? There are currently 3 books out. They're all indie published, and they're fantastic. So this is kind of like a Snow White Lady Godiva retelling, where she is purchased by a lord, and his stipulations on getting back to him and getting married is that she rides on horseback for 21 days butt naked to get to him. Kind of like this ritual. So he sends his best friend as her bodyguard to watch her through this journey to make sure she gets there safely. But obviously these two are just so attracted to each other. There's a lot that happens on the road to get to this lore to begin with, but once they get there, all hell breaks loose. I really, really enjoyed these books. I listened to them on audio and they were fantastic.